The Budget Simplified, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
The Budget's Journey Through the Parliament.
So now we are tracing how the budget is passed by the Parliament. What this means is, once the budget is presented by the Finance Minister, it has to make its own journey through both Houses of Parliament. And that, my friends, is a battle. You've got to feel for the poor budget here. It's been in the works for a long time, months I think, only to be thrown into Parliament, where over 500 people in the Lok Sabha and an equal number of representatives in the Rajya Sabha will ask for changes. And that is a lot of work. And there are chances that it might not even get approved after all those recommendations. So yeah, the speech in the Lok Sabha by the Finance Minister is followed by the tabling of the Finance Bill in Parliament. Discussions on the economy and the broad measures detailed in the budget, all these take place without any voting. Both houses of the Parliament then take a three-week recess. Yes, a recess. Lots of holidays. Actually, I think they put their minions to work looking for small issues in the Finance Bill. But yeah, to come back, following this, parliamentary committees submit reports on various ministries' estimates or demands for grants from the allocated budget. At this stage, members of the parliament can move something known as cut motions, seeking reduction in grants to any of the ministries. Essentially, these grants are voted for or against in the parliament.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive.
Then comes my favourite part, guillotining. The demands for grants that are not voted until the last day are guillotined, metaphorically speaking, of course. But yes, guillotine, as in French Revolution, King Louis, Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake kind of guillotine. Well, she didn't really actually say that, but then we digress. Demands for grants of most ministries are guillotined or voted upon together. Once the voting on grants is complete, the appropriation bill is introduced, considered, and passed by the appropriation of the parliament. Naam mujhe bahut acha laga, appropriation bill, not threatening at all. In reality, what that means is it provides legal authority for withdrawal of funds from what is known as the Consolidated Fund of India. Grand name, I know, but this consolidated fund is just the account where the government revenues are pooled. This is like a ghar ki tijori, but then it's a large one. It reminds me of a Manmohan Desai film where someone like Nirupa Roy has a key to the Consolidated Fund of India hidden somewhere safely in her sari ka pallu. After this, well, the finance bill is put to vote finally for approving proposed tax changes. Once the bill is passed by both houses of parliament, it is sent to the president for his assent. Interesting baat ye hai ki the president has no authority to reject the bill. The bill becomes a statute after the president's signature. Does anyone else think that the president is maybe feeling a little taken for granted?
The Budget Simplified, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.